Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Good morning to those that are on Eastern Standard Time. This is Dustin Lifers, your host of the fabulous medium, Dustin Lifers. And I just want to thank you all for tuning in again. It's been a pleasure restarting my radio show after about 8 to 9 months of being dormant and getting my life together, and here I am. So thanks for tuning in again. Thank you. So this show is titled Sensing Spirits. And I wanted to do this show, first of all, to reach all my live listeners, but also because I want to have a resource that my clients can click on to understand that you do not need a medium to be able to connect to your loved ones. I cannot tell you how many people come into my office. You know, I see about 8 to 10 people a week, and at least one of them coming in will ask me to tell their loved ones something for them. You do not need a medium to tell your loved ones anything. Okay? So your loved ones are not with me. Okay? They don't follow me around the house. Right? They're not with me in the car when I'm driving to McDonald's to get a smoothie or something. You know, that would be way too much, okay? Thank God the universe isn't designed that way. No, your loved ones are with you, okay? And this is a basic idea that I really, really wish people understood, okay? Your loved ones are not waiting behind the door in single file line with mediums, and then when you bump into one at the grocery store, they just make their way through the portal and attack the medium and try to reach you desperately however they can. No, that does not happen, okay? If that is the image you have of the afterlife, oh my goodness. You know, I don't know if I can ethically say this, but I would go in for counseling, okay? So, you know, dear God, please no. I hope that is not how it is. No. Your loved ones are with you. Okay, if you get anything out of this show today, please know your loved ones are with you. They're not with me. The medium is just able to tap into the energy that is around you or any energy that's connected to you, okay? They are not with us in a sense that our own energy is somehow intertwined with all of the spirits that are on the other side. No, that's not how it works. We are just able to tap into the energy that's around you, but it's connected to you temporarily for a while to be able to deliver evidence, you know, that your loved one is with you. That's how the whole process works. So please, 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 I hope that you can understand this. Now, since the energy of your loved ones, their soul, their spirit, however you want to think of the idea of them continuing on after death, they are connected with you. So you do not need a medium to bridge that connection between the two of you. Okay. Now, it's great when you can deliver evidence and let them know that they're there with them in another way, coming from a medium's perspective. You know, I've been working as a medium since I was 19, okay, and I'm almost 26, so my God, I can't believe I've been in this business for 6 years, okay? You know, it's crazy to me. That's longer than a lot of people have been at their jobs, and I'm only 25. But anyway, so it's great when a medium can connect, okay, and give you validation that your loved one is connected with you, you know, and you can get fantastic validation, you know, like just this week I was connecting a lady yesterday, actually, to her brother, who unfortunately died in a car accident. And, you know, I said this man passed in a car accident. I feel pressure in my head, which means he passed from the head. And it was really ugly. It was manslaughter. This man ran his vehicle into her brother, and a rod went through his head, and that's how he died. It was really, really gruesome. But it was fantastic validation. And he got like tons of other validations. Like I said, who is the son that's really connected to him? And her son and her brother were very, very close, only like 10 years apart or something. So they grew up together, all this and that. It was fantastic. That's great. Okay, so that's a beautiful thing to be able to do for people. Of course, it takes a toll on us. But, you know, we just recover and take care of ourselves and we're good for the next day. But you can connect to your loved ones in your own way. You do not need a medium to be able to connect to your own loved ones. They will come through to you in dreams, which they also validated for this lady yesterday. Actually, it was her son. I had a dream about her brother. I can't believe I was able to get that, but he came through and said that. So I was pretty proud of myself. They come through in dreams. They can come through in signs, which is a big part of this radio show today. Signs do not mean a cardinal is going to fly and smack into your window at 5 a.m. and you're going to open the blinds. And it's going to magically recover and be sitting there on your windowsill, okay? That is not necessarily how signs happen, okay? They are not always that blunt and obvious, you know? And especially in Indiana, a lot of people are connected to the cardinal because it's our state bird. So a lot of people believe that their grandmothers connect to them in that way. And I think that's true because I believe spirit will use the resources in one's life to be able to connect with them. So you're not going to see a cardinal if you're living in Alaska, okay? You know, I mean, I'm just saying, or like, you know, there's icebergs everywhere and, you know, you're waiting for your cardinal from your loved one. That's just not going to happen, okay? But spirit may use, you know, a polar bear, I don't know, whatever's over there, you know, something that, you know, they would be able to get to do something to connect with you. Butterflies, that's another one. Dragonflies, that's a thing. Blue jays, even crows. I've, you know, brought through a lot of different things that people connect with. Deer, that's also a big thing, especially in Indiana. Sometimes they'll show me a deer, and I'll be like, what's the deer connection? And they'll say, oh, my God, I saw a deer in my backyard, and it would just stared at me for like 5 minutes, and I just felt my mom's presence with me. It was the weirdest thing, and that's her mom, you know, their soul getting them to connect to them through a deer. It's not always through animals. It can be coins. People find pennies. People find dimes. Some of them find dollars. I need to find out who these people are, you know. What's going on with their energy that they're getting dollar bills all the time, you know, so I you know, I have heard it all. And people never cease to amaze me. You know, people on the other side and people here and the connections they have. Some people have the craziest signs and validations. Like, I mean, just totally out there. You would never believe it, but it just happens. And then people come into my office all the time and I'll channel their loved one for an hour, get fantastic evidence, all this and that. And then at the end, he'll say, Dustin, I just have a quick question. I had this crazy thing happen to me, and I thought of my whoever it is. What is that? And most of the time, it's a sign, just a connection, letting you know that your loved one is with you. So dreams, getting physical items, sometimes things are moved. Spirits are fun, okay? This is something a lot of people don't always understand. They keep their personality. Sometimes their personality changes a bit on the other side. You know, they're people, okay? Sometimes their perspective can change with death. Sometimes it doesn't. It just depends on the spirit. But sometimes they'll play tricks on you. They'll be fun. And so I've had people's slippers go missing. And they're like, I know I had my slippers right here against the wall, you know, in my room, and they'll, like, describe it to me, you know. They'll be, like, enacting it in my office. They'll be like, it's right over here, and they're pointing to, like, the side of a wall, you know. I'm like, okay, like, I believe you, you know. I'm not going to say, oh, you're full of crap, you're lying, You know, I would never do that to anyone. But people swear up and down, my slippers are gone. And I firmly believe, okay, you know, I think spirit could probably move your slippers. I don't know, you know. I mean, who am I to say, no, they can't do that, you know. I'm not going to say that. I don't know. I'm learning just as much as you are. I'm just able to discover things about them in a different way and be able to validate information and make that connection, you know. I don't know everything. And that's another thing. I don't understand people who are asking mediums, you know, what is it like on the other side? We have a very, very, very small perspective on that, you know. But I always get a kick out of these big name mediums trying to give these big spiritual, you know, descriptions of life on the other side, you know. And I'm like, okay. You know, I'm sure they were reading a book or something and they got that out of that. But we do get little glimpses here and there. Sometimes the spirit will tell me, oh, we can still eat on the other side. Okay, that's interesting. They'll show me them eating something on the other side. It's a very weird sensation and image, but it happens. And so now I've discovered, okay, you can eat on the other side. You don't have to, you know, we don't have physical bodies that we need to, like, nourish ourselves anymore. But I firmly believe now, after doing readings and discovering this, that spirits can eat on the other side just for pleasure, you know, which I think is kind of cool. So, again, you do not need a medium to connect to your loved ones on the other side. You can ask for signs or symbols. Sometimes people come into my office and they say, Dustin, I've asked over and over and over again for signs, symbols, whatever, dreams, and I just cannot get anything from my loved one. And they ask me why, you know. So, okay, that's not a very, you know, no pressure or anything, okay. You know, that's when you need to take a deep breath. And you just, you know, really have to choose your words carefully. Because this person's obviously in grief, and they're very upset and angry. You know, they're like, why would they leave and not connect with me? Why would they not give me signs or symbols? And they get very upset. And you can understand that, you know. If you're very close to someone, say your best friend dies, and then you don't feel them. You don't get anything. You know, it's like they're just gone. There's this emptiness. There's this void that's just left. And I've come to understand it's about energy and perspective. So they may be sending you a bunch of things that you may not right away connect with them. So one could be like ants, you know, you find a bunch of ants around, which actually I've learned to connect with my grandpa. Teresa Caputo talks about how big household flies are a connection to her aunt or her great aunt. I think she's mentioned that a couple times in her show, The Long Island Medium. It could be little bugs, you know, and maybe they just ignore them or kill them or call the exterminator, you know, like, you know, and they just don't, they aren't aware. They just cannot make that connection, you know. Some people need it, like, we want a medium to hold them by the hand and tell them every little thing about the afterlife. And some mediums really like that, you know. Of course, they're getting paid. So they're like, oh, yeah, let me tell you all about it, you know. Like, sit them down, spend hours and hours and hours. Of course, that's highly unethical. But some people are really into that, and some of the mediums obviously are too, people who call themselves mediums, you know, or whatever. But I'm just saying, this is a very personal experience. It's similar to guides, okay? So we've all heard of, you know, we have guides that help us on our path. You know, all these middle-aged white women talking about their Native American guides who are helping them with their life. You know, I always make the joke that, okay, so now all the Native American men on reservations have all of these middle-aged white women as guides, you know. Okay, Barbara, help me in my life, you know. I'm trying to bake this pie. I need help. You know, I just think it's the stupidest thing. I really do. I'm going to get some heat from this, but I'm sorry. Do you know how ridiculous this sounds? Not everybody has a Native American guide. That's a story for another day. We have guides that help us in different parts of our life. If you're a teacher, you're probably going to have a guide that taught something, you know, who's now helping you in your life teaching. If you're a doctor, you probably had a guide that was some type of doctor, you know, some type of medical healer. You know, you're probably not necessarily always Native American. I mean, how many of them were there, you know? I mean, if there's billions of people in the world, you know, we can't all have Native American guides. I'm just saying, you know what I mean? So I hope this is making some sense. But my point of this is it's a personal connection, okay, between your loved ones and also with your guides. I will never tell somebody someone's guide's name. People ask me that all the time. Again, I call this kind of wanting to be led by the hand, by the medium, okay? So we are not there to make these huge personal changes in your life. Our job is just to let you know your loved one is on the other side and that they're with you, okay? And if you leave my office understanding that and feeling that, then I know that I've done my job. My job is not to make you believe all of this spiritual, any type of personal connections, tell you your guide's name. I will not do that. I will not. I will let people know that's a very personal thing between you and your guides, and you need to meditate on that and find that connection yourself. It's a very, very personal thing. Now, sometimes guides do get brought up in reading. I'll just say, okay, I just get this sense that you have this, like, man that you've been working with, and, like, he's, like, connected to medical. Sometimes they'll tell me maybe a part of the world or his age. And it's a very, like, you know, short, sweet, he's helping you on your path. And then they talk about your work or whatever it is you're doing that they're helping with. You know, it's to validate. It's not a bunch of this Native American man called Big Black Bear, you know, who will be helping you discover things about yourself. It's like, okay, you know, come on. You know what I mean? There has to be some validation involved, you know, perhaps they're a medical professional, or maybe they do research that's connected to something in medicine. Well, you know, something that can validate what it is you're actually feeling as the sensitive or the medium. You know, so I hope this all kind of makes sense. So I want to take a caller now who has a question about this, and then I'm going to do a very short 4 to 5 minute reading to just kind of demonstrate how the connection of mediumship actually works. It's not always what you see on TV. But, of course, if I did 2 weeks' worth of shootings from 8 to 10 readings a week and you picked the best parts, yeah, that would be looking pretty good there. You know, but, of course, not everyone in South Bend, Indiana is living a wonderful, adventurous life, you know, that I can validate these fantastic validations. Okay, not everybody has that. Some people, they just lived at home all day. They were a home homebody, you know, wives back in the day, you know, just a housewife. What are you going to say about that, you know? I mean, you're not going to get these fantastic validations of having dinner in Paris if your mother was a housewife. You know what I'm saying? So you're going to get some very personal validations, of course. You know, they loved you or they were at home a lot or this is how they passed. But you're not going to get the cool, crazy stuff you see on TV all the time. So I just want to take a call with you. I can connect, and we'll see what's going on. Hello, you're on the Fabulous Medium. Who am I talking with?
Oh, I love you. My name is Wendy from Sacramento.
Hi, Wendy. How are you today?
I'm thrilled to speak with you. I set the alarm clock.
Oh, did you? That's great. What time is it in Sacramento?
It is 8:16.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that is early. Wow. Well, thank you for waking up for me. Wow, I had no idea people woke up with Dustin. So that's my lovely voice.
Well, I do have a very important...
Oh, yes, please go ahead. I was just going to ask if you had a...
Oh, I do. I'll try to be concise. On March the 9th, I was in the backseat of a yellow cab. We were rear-ended. And no broken bones, but it aggravated my broken back of 30 years ago. And I keep in close contact with my employer, and they know what's going on. I am on state disability, short-term disability. And technically, it won't be exhausted until maybe around January of next year. And my doctor approved me off through September 23rd. I suspect when I see her in September, she'll extend it further. And I also have a chiropractor that I think will support me in this. So my concern is I'm going to be 67 on July the 6th. And I want to push back starting my Social Security as long as possible because it goes up every month I wait. And do you see me being successful in pushing off starting my Social Security until sometime next year or later?
Let's see here. Okay, let me see. So this is interesting. So this is interesting, Wendy. I think I'm actually connecting to a mother figure who's talking to me about this. So give me a second here. And I know that she passed from the chest, like the heart or the lungs. So who is that? Does this make sense to you? And she's smiling. And she's making me smile. So I know that her personality was positive and that she smiled here. So, and she's very, I know she's aware of your situation, but I'm trying to figure out who this lady is. I know she's a mom figure.
Her name is Luana.
So, oh, and she passed from the chest, do you know?
She had a stroke. Bless her heart.
Okay. But I'm very aware of my chest. I know something happened to her chest, though. So,
she was in a nursing home for a long time, and I wanted to bring her home, but she was too delicate.
Okay. I know that I still know something happened to the chest. Did she, like, stop breathing or something, do you know? Because I know that the heart or the lungs were involved.
You know, it was too emotionally painful for me to really know the details of what happened.
I see. Okay. That's fair. And now, did you take care of this woman? Because she shows me my symbol of you taking care of her.
Me and my beloved brother David visited her in the nursing home. And so I took a lot of trips out to the nursing home to see her, to give her comfort and love.
Okay. Because she's telling me that she's going to take care of you the same way that you took care of her. So in regards to your question, I actually see a plus sign. So that means that it's going to be good. It's going to work out in your favor. So I actually think that, yeah, you'd be able to push the Social Security back. This is interesting. Where does the connection to Florida come in?
You know, I haven't, Yeah, I have no idea. I've never been to Florida. I don't know what that is.
Do you know if she's going to Florida or, like, if there's, like, a relative out there? Because I'm very concerned with Florida.
Yeah, I'm not aware of any relatives out in Florida.
Okay. Can you ask somebody? Like, is there anyone that would know?
I can try. Sure.
Okay. Because there's somebody in Florida. So I think it's actually a female. She shows me a female in Florida. So send me an email or, like, send me a text when you find this out. Because she's talking about a female in Florida.
I will. I promise.
Let me see here. And now where does... I'm very sorry to say this, but she shows me a younger male with her. So who's the male that passes underneath her, like the son or like the somebody else that's another male?
My beloved brother has passed on, David.
Oh, he's actually passed? Okay. I'm so sorry. Because she's actually showing me, like, in her with them. Like, the brother's also there. So I just hope, you know, like, she's also got him, okay? Now, he's actually kind of fun. Oh, I'm sorry. He's actually kind of fun. Do you know about him being the fun one?
Well, he has an outrageous sense of humor. He enjoyed him.
He's making me laugh. I'm sorry. He's making me laugh right now. It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
But he's also here. Let me see here. Yeah. I can tell you that these two people are definitely around you, okay? And I wish I had more time here, but I'm coming towards the last couple minutes here of the show. But I just wanted to let you know that they're both around you, and your mom says she's going to be taking care of you the same way you took care of her, and I definitely see a plus sign around your question. So I'm pretty sure that that means you're going to be able to get that, you know, figured out. That's going to work out in your favor.
Okay. Well, that's wonderful, and the greatest gift I've ever received, Justin, is the love from my precious father and mother and brother David, and I'm very thankful to them. It's an honor.
Okay. Well, you're very welcome, Wendy. And thank you for tuning in today. So send me an email when you find out about the lady in Florida, because I'm kind of interested in that.
I promise I will do that. And
okay.
Honestly, Justin, I think that when the time comes for me to release to go back to work, I think that my employer will... They're not going to fire me because they would get in trouble because I've been on disability, but I think they'll give me a return date and then play a chess game and then maybe 2 weeks or a month later tell me goodbye. That's why I'm so worried about my Social Security, because I would be able to survive on Social Security prolonging it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you, Wendy. And I wish you the best of luck. Please send me an email. But I do have to let you go. I have 90 seconds left.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome, Wendy. Take care.
Thank you.
Okay. So I hope you guys learned a little bit about connecting to spirit in the process. Wendy, I hope she knows that her mom is with her along with the brother. So our loved ones are still with us. You don't necessarily need a medium to connect, but it's always great to get that extra layer of validation. Even though your own signs and symbols between you and your loved one are a very personal thing and they can be developed, you can ask and then be aware of the symbols and the feelings and sensations that your loved ones will let you know they're around you. So thanks again, everyone. You can follow me online on Instagram, Fabulous Dustin, on Facebook, Dustin Livers, and just go to my website, www.dustinlivers, if you would like to book a reading or learn more about the process, and tune into my next show in a week or two. So thanks again, and have a wonderful day.